Welcome to another edition of Insurance Questions Podcast, episode number 76. Who is that guy? Who is that guy? Donnie, you know that guy?
No, I'm not sure.
Sarah, do you know him? Do we owe
Am I
him
supposed
money?
to?
You're the money girl. Do we owe him money? Is he like a bill collector or
No.
something? No?
I don't know.
Kind of looks like Grizzly Adams, doesn't he? He's probably too young to know who the hell that is. You know? Ladies
Long
and
as he's not here to
gentlemen,
collect money. Whoops, sorry.
we bring to the stage Mr. Tyler Anderson. Woo!
Hey,
Welcome
y'all.
to the EBSM family. What did we say your job was going to be?
Creative director, I think.
What? I'm not creative enough? What kind of garbage is that?
I'm just wrangling in your creativeness is the whole idea, right?
Ooh,
Yes.
oh, many
See,
have tried,
he's
Tyler.
already bringing words
Many
of
have
wisdom.
tried. I've already used my bad jokes on Tyler because I did the whole Matrix thing. Mr. Anderson, what are we going to do on this podcast today? With red pill or the blue pill?
Your choice.
Yes. And let's get our house cleaning done first. All the opinions and statements made by Sassy Sarah, Donnie Lowe, Eddie Buffalo, and Tyler Anderson are purely for entertainment purposes. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Tyler.
I live in northern Michigan near Traverse City. So, they say we have two seasons, winter for 10 months and summer for 2 months, which is pretty accurate.
Talking to two guys from Buffalo, so we feel your pain.
Yeah, for sure. I have been married for, it'll be 17 years this summer, and we have a 8-year-old son. And yeah, I've been in the creative space doing a lot of video, audio editing, graphic design work for the last 5 years now. So
So you're going to be really super sad if you have to come to Texas to do some stuff with us, aren't you?
I mean, I can deal with the humidity. I grew up in Iowa, so some of the humid summers I can.
So you're gonna shoot for the fall and the winter to come
Yeah,
visit
that
us, is
works.
what you're gonna say. Yeah.
Exactly.
So today is our normal insurance podcast. What's the name of this again?
Insurance Questions Podcast.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. Thank you.
No pop tarts
Questions.
today.
You
Is
laughing
that
about
what it is?
chuckles. You don't know what's going on your own show, all right? So I don't want to hear it. I will tell you, Tyler, after the first half hour yesterday, we were close to 600,000.
Awesome.
Just saying, you know. So we gave Tyler, well, first of all, I want to know what Tyler's going to do for us. That's a good, people are going to want to know, what is he going to do?
Yeah, I'm here
Just
to
sell insurance? No.
I probably won't do that, although
Gotta collect taxes.
I do have a gr degree in business management, so
Sarah, did you know that?
No.
Glad we got it cheap while we could.
Yeah, so I actually do like the finance world, but I'm here to do video editing, audio editing, just kind of take everything to the next level, and happy to help however I can. So
So you worry out this morning by your GameStop stock because that's going crazy again.
yeah, I mean, I wish.
It's like ridiculous. And what the guy changed his name. It's like Suicidal Cat or something like that now.
That's
Just,
crazy.
I don't know what the real name is. So I am going to mute myself so that you can ask the other insurance fella in the thing your question, Tyler. All right. That way I
Yeah.
won't interrupt.
You can jump in, don't worry. I have a few questions, but let's say Sure.
somebody's in their early 40s and has a medical condition. What kind of extra hoops are there to jump through, or is it harder for somebody like that to get life insurance?
Well, it really depends on the type of medical conditions, because we've seen a lot of cases where, people do have certain medical conditions, and we'd be able to, we have been able, excuse me, to get them insurance coverage. So in that situation, if that's something that we can do to get somebody with some medical issues insurance coverage, we tend to try to do a more permanent coverage type thing.
Okay.
So for example, a whole life or a universal life, something that you don't have to ever go through underwriting again. And you can maintain that for as long as you live for the intent there.
That's
So
great.
again, it depends. It depends.
Yeah. I mean, more specifically, somebody with diabetes. What is that? I mean, is that a more rare case or more? I mean, I would think that's more common these days. So.
It is more common, and some of the things that the underwriters for the different insurance carriers look for is how long has it been diagnosed? How long has it been under control? They look at what your A1C numbers are, as long as it's all level. I've had numerous clients that have type 2 diabetes and been able to get them coverage. So that's, again, some variables there, but in most cases we can get coverage. I've even had somebody with the early stages of multiple sclerosis, MS, get coverage. She was mid to now late 20s at the time, but able to get her coverage too, so.
Great. Yeah, that's good to know. I'm curious too, if I don't know a ton about life insurance, but if you're looking for, as far as beneficiaries, is it possible to name more than one person, like a spouse and a child, as a beneficiary, or how does that typically work?
So how the beneficiaries work is, to answer your question, yes, you can name really almost as many people as you want. I mean, there might be some restriction, like 10, and that might be by carrier, but I'd have to double check that. But there's also different levels of beneficiary. So you can name a primary beneficiary, say a spouse, and as a secondary beneficiary, maybe a child or a parent or whatever. So what that means, Tyler, is should you pass away, but your spouse predeceased you, the secondary beneficiary then would receive those funds, the child, the parent, or whomever.
Okay.
So you can go even to the third level as well. And it
Great.
doesn't have to be a person. It can be a charity. It could be an estate, which we do a lot of work with. There's a lot of different options. And once you name a beneficiary, you can always change it. It's not like it's etched in stone and that's it. You can change
That's great. I am curious because you mentioned earlier talking just about the somebody with a medical condition, and it sounded kind of like you would for to get them a good policy, you would be locked in, but is there any way to adjust or update those in future if circumstances change?
So, if circumstances change for the better, yes. And it's most insurance companies, after 1 year, say you get a policy and it's what they consider rated, meaning there's a medical condition there. So the premium's a little bit higher because of that. After a year, say things go, or 2 years, and your medical condition improves, I was gonna say greatly, but doesn't have to be greatly, it improves. You can get underwritten again. And the worst that would happen is that they would keep you at the same classification. However, you can improve that classification, and if you do, your premium would go down.
Okay.
So there is
So, I
that
mean, with
option available.
the new underwriting, they don't, they wouldn't lower the tier of
Correct.
the,
They would
okay.
maintain what it was should your situation. Even maybe you thought, yeah, I'm feeling better, and then they said, oh no, it seems like maybe your blood work indicates you're not as good. They would not lower that. And we do have a lot of clients that they say are smokers or vapers, and they decide, you know what, I want to get healthy, and I'm glad Ed's enjoying this. And they decide, you know what, within this year, I'm going to quit smoking or vaping. And then, so on that 1 year anniversary, you say, I'm no longer a smoker. I haven't been for 12 months since I got the policy. You go through underwriting, and then, oh, this is great. They'll get you, that non-smoker rating.
What about
Which
the
the
wacky
premiums are.
weed, the devil's lettuce? What about marijuana? Do I get totally wiped out because of marijuana?
Well, weren't you on mute?
Not anymore.
I
That's
couldn't.
actually
I had to
really good,
liven
valid
things up.
question. It was very. I heard like crickets when Donnie was talking.
Yeah,
So,
I
poor
know.
Tyler, I had to
I'm
wake
trying to
him
be
up.
informative here. So you can get improved and lower premiums. Marijuana, that's a different animal. Some of the companies, I think most of the companies don't ask if you smoke marijuana.
But if you do come up positive for THC in your blood test or urine, they won't like totally kick you out anymore. They'll just rate you as a smoker. So you're
Right.
gonna get
Okay.
dinged on that, but that's about it.
I
Because
didn't
I
know if
remember when
it.
we started, you were totally wiped out if you were positive for marijuana.
Well,
Well,
and I didn't know if it was a state by state thing, if it was legal in the state that you were in, if they could sell you the policy and change it or that's
not.
what I
Because
was I just
know,
going to say.
I've
Yeah,
had a
because
bunch of
federal
people
is
in New
not
York
accepted.
come up positive for marijuana, but it's legal there now.
Right. And before, when we had those declinations, when you were up in New York, marijuana was not legal.
Well, so
So,
like Texas, it's not legal. So you can still sell a policy, they just get marked as a smoker. but all they got to say is, you know what, it was medicinal. You know, I don't know how deep they're going to look into your
Yeah, I'm not
card and
sure.
that. You know, so it's better to be honest, you know, because like when I first started in the business, I had a young guy, big, you know, strong guy, you know, he played semi-pro football, and he got declined. He goes, "How? I'm in great shape." I go, "Well, you never told me about the DWI." "Oh, I forgot about that." You don't forget about a DWI, okay? You know, if you get a felony, you're not getting insurance, period. 10 years, right, Don?
Yeah, as a general rule,
So
it's
Don's only
10
got like
years.
6 more months and he can get insurance for himself.
I know. I can't wait.
Yes. Yes. So I missed was that both questions Tyler said? Because I missed the first section of it.
Yeah.
You were sound asleep.
I know I was. You guys woke me up. I was going to say somebody was at the door, but I didn't want to sound like Mr. Rogers. Who's here today, neighbors?
You don't have the right sweater on.
I know, right? But it's funny, you know, a lot of people ask questions of us, and there's no dumb questions because I always usually tell people, I don't have to know about what you do for a living, Tyler. You got to be the expert on it. Same thing with Sarah, you know, because yesterday I went to shocker. Taco Casa. It was Taco Tuesday yesterday, you know?
That's
That's
to
right.
get them a to have them do
I
a
know. I
sponsorship
know,
for you.
right?
Just saying, yes,
And
talk
so
about them all the time.
I just get my taco, get my scratchies, and it's the same girls all the time. She goes, "You coming from work?" I go, "No, I'm working all the time. I live like right behind you guys." She's like, "What do you do?" I go, "Insurance. For my car?" I go, no, honey, life insurance." She goes, "How much is it going to cost me?" And you know, a lot of people think that I can just, oh, let me see, Donnie, you are $175 a month. But there's so much that goes into it because I don't know if you know this or not, Tyler, but most insurances are predicated on the age you are right now. And depending on when your birthday is, 6 months before your birthday, in insurance terms, you are that age already. So we like a couple, I think about a couple months ago, we had a talk that, you know, oh, maybe I'll wait till the end of the year, or, you know, I'll wait till my next birthday. You know, why do I need now? I'm going to be, you know, 56. Excuse me, 57 in September. I'll just wait till then, you know? So the best time to get insurance is now.
Today. Well, today is my birthday.
Shut
So
up. It is.
I know
Happy,
for
get
real.
that.
It is.
Happy
Come on, guys. Here we go.
birthday.
Because it's
Well,
improv
I'm not
comedy
gonna
and we
sing.
can sing it. Happy
Happy birthday. Yeah,
birthday
I'm not gonna sing.
to you, Mr. Tyler. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Anderson. Happy birthday, dear Tyler. Happy birthday to you. So
Yeah.
how old
I'm
are
just
you, Tyler?
saying,
How old
if
are
your
you
day
today?
job doesn't pay off, you should go singing. I'm
Yeah,
just,
right. They'll pay me if I'm
everybody
not
would get a good
singing.
laugh. You'll be a great comedian. I'm just
How
saying.
old are you today, Tyler?
41.
41. Ah, to be 41 again, Don, ain't it? It's like that was many, many moons away from us, for us, my friend. You
I'm
know?
39. What are you kidding me?
Hey, you're not going to stop me, anyways. I want to do a quick commercial for everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The Knights of Columbus in Greenville this Saturday from 11 to 7 are having their Mayfest. And this is my first experience going down there. I've been a Knight of Columbus. It's going to be 39 years here in September. Yeah, I'm old, Don, just like you, not as old as you. And oh my God, they start cooking Thursday night. I'm like, what? Because they have the beef brisket, pork brisket, chicken. I'm like, ugh. So I signed up to work behind the bar. So if you stop by, you'll see your buddy Eddie Buffalo. I think they put me behind there because I don't drink beer, so they'll be safe.
That's right.
So what are you doing for your birthday today, Tyler? You
I was
gotta
just
call
gonna
it
ask
now.
that.
I mean, not a whole lot. I'm coaching my son's baseball team here
Oh,
in
that's
this
cool.
afternoon, you know. So yeah, that'll be fun.
That's what. Now, at 8 or 8
Good
years
for
old, is
you.
that regular baseball or t-ball still?
It's coach pitch,
I was
so
gonna say,
that's
I
a
don't
lot of
remember. It's been
pressure
so
for
long.
me, you know, to make sure I don't not hitting kids with the ball. So
Or if you don't
Can you
like
keep
pitching,
the
you
pitch?
hit them with the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry, my bad.
Can you keep the
You
pitch
signed the
under 80
release.
miles an hour?
You
Can you do
Oh, for
that with your
release form,
kids?
didn't you, sir? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your kid's mine. So,
Exactly.
Sarah, do you have any questions for Tyler or vice versa? I mean, I know it is insurance question, but do you have any tax questions for Sassy Sarah?
I mean, being a contractor and a freelancer is kind of most of my, you know, jobs. What's the best strategy for paying your taxes that way? Is it best to pay quarterly? Is it best to tuck some away each time you get paid from something? Like, what's your recommendations there?
Don't you
So
use that
both.
attorney, Dewey Cheatham and Howe, Sarah? Isn't that who we should send them to?
Whatever. So you can do both. I would say every time you get paid, put some stuff away and then make quarterly payments. Another option that is always a good thing because you can write off a few more things, is if you create a business and everybody pays that business, then you can pull a W-2, pay your taxes, and you get a few more tax breaks. For example, I don't want to go too detailed because it is an insurance question podcast. So I'll just stick with that. So
I'm not like you. I let you share my time, Sarah. Okay, whatever. What? I'm sorry. What did you say?
whatever.
What did you say? Because we could see
Whatever.
what you were mouthing, Sarah, and I thought you were a good girl. I guess you're not. Well, you're
Yeah,
just
she
like
was
me.
saying
I don't know
whatever. Who
I'm
gave
not a
you
good
that
girl
impression?
either.
I know it's not me.
Whoa, there goes my microphone. All right, done. Well,
Go on, Sarah. You
it's
can
been
talk
an
about that a
awful lot
minute.
of
No,
fun
I
to
mean,
answer.
that's pretty much it. It's if you're dedicated and you can actually make quarterly taxes, the problem is a lot of people who decide to work as contractors don't make the payments. They just forget about it. And then they get penalized when they file their taxes of like, oh crap, I owe $20,000, and there's penalties and interest on top of
Oops.
that. And yeah.
Don't forget about FICA tax.
Well, that comes out. Yeah, that's a part of it. So when you file, you get self-employment, another additional form. And if you don't pay that before the end of the year, that's what you're really getting penalized on, is
Who
you
the
didn't
heck's
pay
FICA?
full
I don't
FICA.
know that guy. Why is he taking my money?
Those
Sales
when you
tax. Bill's paying it
retire, if
off to the
Social
Cowboys.
Security, I mean, Eddie, by the time you retire, Social Security may still be around. When he
Girl,
and
I'm never
Tyler
retiring.
retire, it's not
I'm
going to
never
be around.
retiring. Why would I
Possibly.
retire when I can share all my love to everybody in the world and learning stuff about podcasting and insurance?
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, Tyler,
Oh.
now you're dealing with Texans. That is not a good thing, she said.
That's not a
Who's
compliment.
that comedian, Sarah, I was talking about? I forget her name. But she goes, yeah, I moved from California to
Oh, yeah, I know who
California
you're
to
talking about.
Texas. And somebody said, bless your heart. And they're like, ooh, that's not a
Oh,
good thing.
I know Southern nice. I know what that means. So
So she was like, now when somebody says, I say, Bless your heart too.
So you get bless your heart, or depending on if you're a man or woman, I'll be like sir or ma'am.
Yeah, she says that to me a lot, sir, the whole sir thing.
Sir.
She's almost, and it's funny because, like I said, I think you were separated from birth from Disney Princess Alexa, the one that does our logos, because she says sir and ma'am like that all the friggin' time. Look, I said
It's
friggin'.
how you can be mean but not mean. Like, yeah. Because I can write a very nice professional email, but in the email, you get the underlining message of you need to stop and leave
Okay.
me alone.
I gotta tell you something, all right? Because I feel like not only are we related, I almost feel like she's my work wife because she'll say stuff like that, and then I'll get the crazy Sarah calling me, you know. So you know what just happened? Blah 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 blah
Oh
blah.
my God. Yeah.
And I know I'm loud, but her volume keeps on getting higher and
Oh my
higher
God.
and
Yes. I don't
higher
know what,
and higher and
what, and
higher.
here's the thing is even if I'm not upset, if I'm just excited, the volume keeps going up
So
and
if
I'm
I
like,
don't have my headset in, I'll start with the phone like this, and by the time we're done, I'm like, "Yeah, I hear you.
are you sure you heard me? Are you sure you heard me?
Oh, I got another call. Gotta go."
Bless your heart,
Well, yeah,
Eddie.
bless my heart. Well,
Yeah,
listen,
he has to deal with me. Definitely bless his heart.
I think we had more than enough fun today. If you want to get a hold of Tyler or any of us, I put down www. www.ebiagency.com, and you can reach us at our work number, which is 716-306-22, except for Sarah. She's got her own number on there because she's got to be different. That's how it goes.
I'm the
So
black sheep of the family at home, so I might as well be one here. So,
so I want to end the show like we always do. If you like working with people just like you and you like what you see here, I don't know why you like what you see here, but a bunch of you do. You know where to get a hold of us, www.ebiagency.com or 716-306-2020. Sarah, did you do your thing today? Was I sleeping when you
no, I was about to
kind of
cut
do
you
your
off because it
thing? You
takes
do
you
your
10
thing.
minutes to stop the recording. Don't
Do
forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, fan mail, slap Eddie. I mean, however.
she's hoping she could get that buzzer that when I'm aggravated, she can just press it and I like my I get zapped from my computer or something.
That would be
So,
hilarious.
once again, everybody, welcome Tyler Anderson to the team. If anything, you're going to have some stories to tell, Tyler, after working with us.
That's
I'm looking
right.
forward to it.
So,
Happy birthday.
tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow, Donald?
Tomorrow is Thursday, annuity day.
Nudity day. So, Don will be nude on the
No,
podcast. I
no.
won't. I won't
No.
because I'm a good, Catholic, Roman Catholic boy, good Catholic schoolboy.
Well, I'm
But
really glad we have Tyler who can blur and block everything out and
there you
make
go.
it, you know,
You only have to block out a
fantastic.
little bit.
Oh, my
Ah!
goodness.
So once again, for our new friend Tyler Anderson, Mr. An I think that's gonna be your name now. Mr. Anderson. We'll probably get sued by the Matrix people, but whatever. Sassy Sarah. Donnie Lowe and your buddy Eddie Buffalo. Everybody stay safe out there until tomorrow. Hope to see everybody on the show. Take care now.
Ciao.
Where's the stop button? I just never
Again,
find it.
see, this is why I was going to save it till the end.